This is Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph. We're holding in the bottom of Ayin Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing whether there is a din of ribis by a guy. And most notably, we ended off with the Shita of Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman taught us, La Nachri Sashech, says Rav Nachman, that you could give ribis to a guy, but you cannot take ribis from a guy. Esvei, three lines from the bottom, asks the Gemara on Rav Nachman. Leivin Mehen, says the Braisa, says our Mishnah. Leivin Mehen, you could borrow from a guy. Umalvin Aysan, you could lend to them biribis, with ribis. Chain Beger Taishav. So what do we see clearly? Lovin Umalvin. You could take from the guy and give to them ribis. So how can you, Rav Nachman, say otherwise? Amar Rav Chia, Barid Rav Huna, Loi Nitzricha, the Mishnah is referring to a specific case, Ela Bekidei Chayov. As we turn over to Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph, explains Rav Chia Barabba that the Mishnah is not a kasha on Rav Nachman. Why is the Mishnah not a kasha on Rav Nachman? Because we can explain that the Mishnah is referring to Bekdei Chayov. That the Mishnah is referring to taking ribis, the amount that he needs to live. Says the Tav Rashi, Hitiru Loi. They were makel to allow a yid to take ribis from a guy. Only just enough so you could survive. Yeser mikan osur midrabanan till maasi lemisrach. So explains Rav Chia Barabba that that's how Rav Nachman could explain our Mishnah. That it's true that our Mishnah said they allowed to give and take ribis from a guy, but that might only be bekidei chayov. Teretz number one of Rav Chia Barabba. Teretz number two on the top line of Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph teaches Ravina. Ravina Amar, Hacha b'talmidei chachamim maskinon. What are we discussing in our Mishnah? We're discussing talmidei chachamim, that they have a special allowance to give and take ribis from a guy. Explains the Gemara, what is the reason why there's going to be a special allowance? Excuse me. For talmidei chachamim, time of my gazer rabbanon. What is the reason that there's a gzeira rabbanon about taking ribis from a guy? Because you might hang out with the guy too much, and shema yelman me ma'isav, you're going to learn from his actions. But v'kivan de talmid chachamu, if this person is a talmid chacham, therefore lo yelman me ma'isav, he will not learn from his actions. So two different terutzim, whether the allowance of ribis to a guy is specifically only b'kdei chayov or only specifically for talmid chacham. Continues the Gemara, Ika demasni la lahadir Rav Huna. Aha. There are those that learned the aforementioned exchange as follows. Titani Rav Yosef, im kesef talva ezami ezani imach. What does it mean? Imi, ezani imach, excuse me. Ami vinachri. That the pasuk is referring to that what happens if you have a choice? You have ami, you have someone from our nation, a yid. And Vinachri, you have a guy, and they're both asking for a halva, for a loan. Ami Kadem, our yid comes first. Ami Vinachri, Ami Kadem. Ani Vashir, Ani Kadem. Ani Yechav, Ani Yercham. Astam Ani, an Ani of Ani Yechav, your Ani from your family, and then some from your city. Ani Yechav Kadem. Ani Yerchav, Ani Yeracheres, your city or another city. Ani Yerchav Kaidman. So based on this braisa, that is the pecking order of who you should give a halva to first. Amar Mar, Ami Vinachri, Ami Kaidim. Pshita, what's the tzad? Of course, give a yid first. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna Lenitzcha, Tafilu Linachri, Biribis, Uli Yisrael Bechinam. The yid, you're not going to charge ribbis. The guy, you will. So you're losing money by giving it to the yid. Still teaches the Torah, giving a halva to a fellow yid comes first. And of course, this is something to take to heart, that if one has the ability, yes, money could make money, but money could also make mitzvahs. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Amar Rav Yosi, 15 lines down. The first one line is Yosi, Borei, come and see. Tzamos einayim shamalvi ribis. The blindness of the eyes of those who lend the ribis. Adam kairea lechaveiro rasha. If someone were to call his friend a rasha, yerdi my lechayof, he would be very upset. He would come down and he would, you know, try to make him up, make his life difficult. You're calling me a rasha. And yet, people that lend in ribis, what do? They bring witnesses, the lavlar, a scribe, the kolmis, and a pen, udiyoy, and the ink, the kaisin, they write, the chaitvin, they sign, ploini, and explains Rav Yosi what is happening when a ribbis document is written. It's a signature about himself that what? Kofar belokei Yisrael. You're being kofar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Quite a tragic label to receive. But brings out Rav Yosi, if a mere person called you a rasha, you would be upset. And yet, you go and you lend with ribbis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls you a rasha. That's the blindness of lending with ribbis. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rav Shimon Elazar, Oimer, Kol mi sheyesh lo imos, umavel sam shelo beribbis. Olav hakasev, Oimer, what does the pasuk say about you if you lend money without ribbis? If you could kasev lo noisan, he is not given b'neshech, v'sheicher al naki lo lakach, nor is he taken against the innocent. I say, those who do the evil will not stumble, will not falter forever. What do we see from here? Shekol amalve beribis, on the flip side. Nechasin mismaititin. His possessions will stumble, will falter. So says the Gemara. From the fact that the Torah says if you don't lend beribis the reward, we see what would happen if you do lend beribis. Ask the Gemara, probably the question that everyone is wondering. 8 lines from the white lines. What do you mean? We see that people who do not lend on ribis become ismaitatin. And we see that lemaisa, they don't do well in business. And we can say the flip side as well. And those who, yes, don't do the right thing, and they are profiting. Amar Rav Elazar teaches Rav Elazar, halalu mismaitatin va'ilin. Teaches Rav Elazar, it's true that someone who does not lend the ribbis, it might seem that he's falling, but he'll get back up. V'halalu, but those who lend the ribbis, mismaitatin ve'inai oilin, they're not going to come up. And we quote a pasuk, Lamasabit, Baigdin Tachrish Kabbalah, Rasha Tzadim Imenu. Why do you look at those bad people and you remain quiet while the Rishayim are swallowing up the Tzadikim? Amar Avuna Tzadik Mimenu Baileya. A wicked person can swallow up a person who's a Tzadik, but Tzadik Gamor, Einai Baileya. But Tzadik Gamor, you would not be able to tamper with. Tanya, we learned in a braisa on the last narrow line. Rabbi Oimer, Ger Tzedek, a real Ger, Homer Linin Mechira. That what it says regarding sale, when the Torah talks about selling Avadim and Evid Ivri, in the Torah and Vayikra discusses that an Eved might be sold as a Ger. So we're going to see in a moment, what does it mean who's sold as a Ger? What does it mean a Ger Tzedek? The Ger Toishav Amar Linyan Ribis. And when the Torah utilizes the term Ger Toishav with regard to Ribis. So we have Ger Tzedek by Avadim. We have Ger Toishav by Ribis. Says Rabbi, Eini Yodea Mahu. I don't know what this is. What is the Torah talking about? To explain, Rabbi. On the second white line, they save. Vinim karloch, says the pasuk, if your brother is poor with you and is sold to you, v'loy licha, doesn't say to you, elo liger, but even to a ger, shenemar lager, v'loy liger tzedek, not only will he come to sell himself to ger tzedek, elo liger toishav, he might even sell himself to ger toishav, shenemar liger toishav. Mishpachas Ger continues the pasuk. Mishpachas Ger zeh nachri. Kshoimer oy la'aker. When the pasuk says or to an aker, to an avodah zara, to an idol, zeh nimkar la'avodas kochavim atzmai. So says the Gemara. That's the Brisa explaining what's the psukim over here referring to by selling to Ger Tzedek, selling to Ger Toishav. And now in classical Gemara sense, four lines into the white lines, let's dissect the braisa. Amar ma'ar, v'loy l'cha, elo l'ger, shenem l'ger, l'meimra, this means to say, d'ger kani eved ivri, this seems to say, that you could sell yourself as an eved ivri to a ger. So it seemed that a ger is able to have a kinyan on a Jewish slave. But ask the Gemara of Ramini, I'll ask you, as here, na ger, nigna eved ivri, says the braisa. So explains the Gemara. Ger lo nikne be'eved ivri. It's the other way around. A ger cannot be acquired as an eved ivri. Because the pasuk says that what happens, kam yovel. Excuse me. What happens, kam yovel v'shavel mishmachtoi be'inon. The din is that an eved, a slave, goes free by yovel, and a ger does not have a family to go free to. V'halakha, and that's the reason why a ger cannot be sold as an eved. Ve'in isha v'ger koin an eved ivri, and similarly, a woman or a ger cannot acquire an eved ivri. Why? Number one, isha l'avayir achara. It's inappropriate for a woman to own a slave. Number two is ger nami gemiri. We have Allah l'moshe Messinai, the only one that could become a eved, could acquire an eved. Since we just said that a ger cannot become an eved, therefore he cannot acquire an eved. But at the end of the day, what do we see for this braisa? We see that a ger cannot become an eved ivri. So why do we say in the above braisa? Excuse me, so why does the Torah mention Ger in the Parsha of Avodim? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Einai Koine, V'dinai Ki Yisrael. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, you know what the Brisa is teaching us? That a Ger cannot be Koine and Eved, and he will be like a Yisrael. Avol Koine, V'dinai Kenachri. Meaning, there are special dinim, as we're about to see, of the relationship between a Jew and his Eved, that the Ger cannot have. Can the Ger own an Eved? Yeah, but he'll own him like a guy does. Titania, as the Braisa says, Hanirza, an Eved that is a Nirza, has his ear pierced, Vanim Kerlinachri, or one that is sold to a guy, Eina Oive Lois Aben Vlois Abbas. The din is they only serve that master, and they do not serve the children. So if a ger were to own an eved, says the Gemara, it will be the same thing. He can own the eved, but he cannot own it like a yid, meaning what? That the eved will not serve the ger's children. So that's part number one, the reason why it says ger by the Parsha Avodim, to teach us that a ger can never own an eved like a yid. Amar Mar, we continue quoting the Braisa. Vein isha v'ger koinim eved ivri. Nema d'loik yirashbag. This seemingly is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Why? The tanya we learned in our braisa. Isha koines ashvachais v'ina koines avadim. Says the braisa. Indeed, a woman could be koina ashivcha, a female servant, but not an eved. Rashbag oimer. Avkoines avodim. So seemingly our price is not like Roshim Gamliel. Says Gemara, no, if you look at Rashbag, we like Kashom. Kamber Evid Ivri, Kamber Evid Kenaini. And explains the Gemara, Evid Ivri Tzni Allah. When it comes to an Evid Ivri, it's Tzni Allah. And therefore, because he's a Yid, we have to be worried that she will become to do an Avira with this Evid. And she thinks he's a Yid. He's not going to tell anyone. That's why a girl, a woman, cannot own an Evid Ivri. But Evid Kenani, Paritz law. An Evid Kenani is by its very nature a Prutza, Parutz. And therefore, she'll never do an Avira with him because she knows that he's going to go tell everyone. And therefore, that's when Rosh Hashanah Gamliel said she can own an Eved. It's only talking about an Eved Kenani. Elaha, the Tani Rav Yosef asked the Gemara. 10 lines at the bottom. The first one line is, oh, Armalta, Loitar bi Kalba, widow, should not have a dog. Why? Because we're afraid that if this woman is not married, she might come to have relations with the dog. Vulaitishi Barbe Rav. Nor should a widow give a Barbe Rav, a young Talmud Chacham, a young Bacher, place to sleep. Because again, we're afraid, Bishmiza, as lodging, because we're afraid that she's going to come to Aveira. So says the Gemara, Bishlama Barbe Rav Sinila. So when it comes to a Jewish, when it comes to a Bacher, I understand the same Svara. He's Tznius. So she thinks, no, if I do an Aveir with him, he's not going to tell anyone. Ela Kalba, but the dog, Kiman de Mizrachba, but the dog, if she has relations with the dog is going to cling to her. And therefore what? People will realize, says the Gemara, that she is acting inappropriately with her animal. And therefore, Mirtita shall be afraid. So based on the aforementioned Svar of Rashbak, that a woman could, yes, own an Eved Kenaini. Why? Because she'll never do an Avira because everyone will find out. Asks the Gemara, she should, yes, be able to own a dog because everyone will find out. Answers the Gemara, Amri, no. Kivon d'chishad yalei. People are going to think, no, you know why the dog likes her a lot? Because she feeds her meat. Umsa misrach basra. That's why the dog hangs out with her. Amri enshi misham umsa deshad yalo demisrach. It's only because of the wrong meat. Therefore, she does not have any deterrent to have a veirais with the dog, and that's why it is forbidden for her to own the animal. Going back to the original braisa of the gerin in conjunction to avodim and the gerin in conjunction to ribis. So we just dealt a laying through the gerin in conjunction to avodim. We differentiated between a ger owning an eved owning a ger, etc. And we concluded that a ger could only own an eved b'tayras, goy, or like Rosh Shimon Gamliel. Continues the Gemara, ger taisha v'amr linyan ribis mai. So now when the Torah wrote ger taisha by ribis, a line quoted in the Mishnah 2 days ago, what does that mean? Dechsev, as the Torah says, v'chiyamach achicha amata yada yimach, v'chazakta bai. Says the Pasuk, if Yamach Achicha, if your brother needs money, Umata Yada Imai, and he falls near you, Vechzaktabai, you should strengthen him. Ger Taishav, Ger Vitaishav, whether the person is a Ger or a Taishav, Vachayimach, and live with him. Al Tikach Mita Neshach Vitarbis, continues the Torah, don't take ribis, Vyareisa Melekecha, and you should fear Hashem, Vachay Achicha Imach, and your brother shall live with you. So says the Gemara, so what do we see from over here? We see that the Torah lists Ger and Taisha by Ribis. For a mini, I'll ask you a stira, Lovin Mehen, Umalvin Aysan by Ribis. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said you could borrow and lend to Gayim with Ribis. Vechein be Ger Taishav. And as well a Ger Taishav, someone that lives amongst Klal Yisrael, said the Mishnah, you could also give Ribis. We just quoted the pasuk that seemingly said that the ger taishav is included in dinei ribis. Amar nachar yitzei mikesiv al tikach meitam. Does the pasuk say, do not take from them? Meitaiksiv, which is referring back to Me Yisrael. But in Achanami says the Gemara, the Ger Taishav would, yes, be allowed to take Ribbis. Tanu Rabbanan. And the truth is, just to make mention of a quick Rashi, very important, defining the Ger Taishav that we're referring to is Shekibulav Shalavad of Izchavim Vaichal Nevelis. It's a guy. It's a guy that accepts not to worship idols or eat Nevelis. That is the Ger Taishav that lives amongst Klal Yisrael. Tanu Rabbanan, on the last line of Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, Al Tikach Mitei Neshech V'Tarbis. Do not take from him Ribbis. Aval, however, Atanatzaloy Arif. However, you could become a guarantor for a yid, even in the halva that has ribbis. So we turn over to Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. It says the Gemara, what exactly is the Braisa referring to when it says that you could be a co-signer on the loan? You could be the Arev on the loan of this yid. Arev Leman, says the Gemara. Who is the one allowed to act as a guarantor for? Are we talking about a yid lending from a yid or a yid lending from a guy? Ilim Arev Li Yisrael. How could that be? Vatana Ilu Ivrim Blaisa say. We learned who are those that are Iver. Well, we're going to learn. Who are those that are Iver on? This is the Reisa of Ribbis. Amalve, the lender, the liver, the borrower. The Arev, the co-signer of Aidim. So if the Arev is part of the Aveira, how can you tell me they're allowed to be an Arev? El Enachri. Must be a Yitting Halva from a guy. Kivan de Dine de Nachri, Dazel Basar Arva. But since in the Gaisha courts, the Halacha is that they go straight to the guarantor, that when they collect the debt, they don't even go to the borrower, they go straight to the guarantor. He has to pay both the keren, the principal, and the ribbis. So then, what's going to happen? So if I'm guaranteeing, and this is a very large topic, this is the way that every guarantee on a mortgage could potentially work. If I'm guaranteeing my friend Reuven's halva from the bank, and if the din is that the bank's not going to go to Reuven, they're going to come to me. So what's the problem? The problem is that I'm going to collect from Reuven ribbis. How is that allowed? You need to go shakal minei rabita. Amar Rav Sheshes. Shekibul olav ladan v'dini Yisrael. We're talking about a case that they accepted to do it the Yiddish way, and therefore there's no problem. Says for 1 second. Shekibul olav ladan v'dini Yisrael. Ribbis nami lo lishkol. You can't take ribbis. Amar Rav Sheshes, no, Shekibul Av Lazuv, Shekibul Av Lazuv. They're mekabel to do the Yiddish way, which is what? Which is to collect from the borrower first, but they still made the halva with ribbis. Continues the Gemara, the two dots, 10 lines down, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. Malvi Yisrael, Ma'isav Shal Nachri, Midas Nachri. So moving over to the second half of the Mishnah, which is the Yid acting on behalf of the guy with the consent of the guy. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Mavi Yisrael Ma'isav Shal Nachri Midas Nachri. A yid can lend out the money of a guy with the Das of the Nachri, Avalai Midas Yisrael, but not with the Das Yisrael. What does that mean? Kate said, what's going on over here? Yisrael Shlava Ma'is Min HaNachri B'Ribis. A yid borrow money from a guy with Ribis who Bigishach Ziram Lai, and now he wants to repay his debt. Matzi Yisrael Acher, a different yid comes and says, Vamar Lai, and says to him, says to the first yid, Tanamli, give it to me. Vani Elucha Kederech, Shata Ma'alelai, give the money to me, and I will give you the interest in the same way that he's going to give it to you. Also, that is forbidden. But if the borrower gave it to the Nachri, then mutter, then it is allowed. V'chein, and similarly in the flip side, Nachri shalei v'mayis mei Yisrael, a guy barred from a yid beribis. Who begin to achzir lai mati Yisrael achav ramalai, tenam li, v'ani yelach like derech shatam alalai, and I'll give you like he was and give you that's mutter. V'mimidu aisi Yisrael, then it is asr. So says the Gemara, let's understand what's going on over here. Bishlama, over 25 lines down, the first line is asr, smack him in all of the amid. Bishlama seifa l'chamra. In the case of the seifa, we can understand that we're being machmir. El reisha, kivan dein shlichas l'nachri. In the reisha, how does the whole thing work? Gayim don't have a din of shlichos. So therefore, you need to go shakam in a rabita. comes out to Yid 1, Yid 2. It's very good that there's a guy standing over here, but you can't act as a shliach for the guy. And therefore, there's a regular ribbis halva happening between the Yidin. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoyach, Mishmei, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, Hacha B'maya Skinan, Kigoyin Da Amar Lei. Talking about a case in which the Malve, who is a guy, said to the Loive, who was a Yid, he said to him, Hanicham Al Gabe Karka, put the money on the ground, Vi Poter, and then you're going to be absolved and exempt from anything. Says more 1 second, Yachim Al Memra, what's the Chiddush? That I paid back the guy, and another Yid is coming involved, and it's a new Alva, what's the Chiddush? Ela Amar Rav Papa, so explains Rav Papa. First one line is Amar Rav Papa, about 20 lines. For the end of the Amid, we're talking about a case in which the guy took the money from the first Yid and gave it to the second Yid. Says the Gemara, Shkoyach. What's the Chiddush? It's going through the guy. The guy's allowed to have a ribbis halva. Explains the Gemara, maybe when the guy did it, it was a Adaiti Yisrael Kagamar V'yayiv. Maybe he did it al das Yisrael kamash malon lamaisa, went through the hands of the guy, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara Rav Ashi Amar, and with this we conclude, in the aforementioned exchange it was assumed that the klal of ein shlichos la'akum is absolute. Says Rav Ashi, not so simple. Says Rav Ashi Amar ki amin ein shlichos la'nachri. Honey, really be truma. Aval b'kola ha'tayra kula, says Rav Ashi, yesh shlichos l'nachri. Says the Gemara, really, v'hadir Rav Ashi barutai. But Rav Ashi is a singular opinion, it's external, and we don't hold that way. Ma'ishna truma delaydech sevatem gamatem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, avshul chacham nami b'nei bris. Shlichos na'chol ha'tayra kula, nami. We learn how made truma gamrinan la. Elod Rav Ashi barutai. So says the Gemara, we can't learn from Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is a das yachid, and therefore we have to stick with the first teretz of Rav Papa. Igad yami, another lashon of Rav Ashi. Yami nein shichus l'nachri anemili inu l'didan us. That is them becoming a shliach for us. Avol not only the two, we become a shliach for them. Aviu avina lehu shliach. We could be a shliach for a guy. Says the Gemara of other Rav Ashi bruti. I Rav Ashi is. Again, Nachumol Adas Yachid. Ma'ishno, what's the reason Inu Ladi Don? What's the reason they cannot come Shaykh for us? Look, Sevatem Gamatem, the Rabbi Shulchachem. Ma'atem and Abris, Rabbi Shulchachem and Abris. And not only do we for them as well, not me. Ma'atem and Abris, come, our elder Ravashi, Bruti. And therefore, concludes the Gemara like the first Eretz of Rav Papa, that we have to say that the guy himself took the money from Yid A and gave it to Yid B. And the Chiddush being that maybe he did Al Das the Yid, but Lamaisa went to the hands of the guy, therefore it is Mutter. We'll pick it up from Ravina, Besiata, Dishmaya.